206 for Senator Hutmacher.
Does he have to go? Which one? He's got 236.
I think we have, we're going to take up 206 really quickly. With, we have a subcommittee working on that, if they're ready to come back with a report.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
On 206, we did have a subcommittee. We met a couple times. Senator Dugard and Senator Sutton were on that committee. Final analysis, I'm not sure that we came out with a unanimous recommendation of any sort. I think I definitely had one recommendation that I wanted to make, and I think maybe Senator Dugard and Senator Sutton were also thinking of maybe something a little bit different. So I apologize for the lack of consensus on the subcommittee, but I do have, after last night, I did rough out an amendment that I think will somewhat address the issues that were of concern not only to the subcommittee but also to the Senate State Affairs. And so at this point I would like to distribute this amendment and see if we can get consensus on that, if that's all right.
Yes.
At this time. Thank you.
Okay. We have a proposal before us from the Senate subcommittee on this bill. Are there any remarks? Senator Brown?
If we give the people just a moment to read it, because it is new, we could go ahead and have the Secretary read it if it's necessary. But I do think this takes care of some of the problem. I think the major problem we have is not necessarily with the treasurer and auditor, but it's with the accounts being started without knowledge, and therefore we're giving the authority to the treasurer and auditor to sign or verify that account may be opened. One of the things that I think is also very important, that the Auditor General be given a copy of that transaction whenever a new account is authorized, and I believe that that's maybe partially being done already. So with that, I would move that amendment so we can go from there.
It's been moved and seconded. For this Hog House Amendment for Senate Bill 206. Any further committee discussion? Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I think this addresses part of the problem we have out there as far as opening new accounts, but I don't believe it does anything to deal with the accounts that are already existing out there. And when you delete everything and just put that section in there, I don't believe that you're dealing with, you're not dealing with the existing accounts. And I don't have a problem dealing with the new ones. I think that's a decent perspective, and we should, you know, do it that way. But we need to deal with the ones that are already out there, too.
Well, we have a mechanism in place to deal with existing accounts, and it's our employee, the auditor, the Auditor General.
But, Madam Chair, with due respect, the Auditor General, it isn't his duty to find those accounts that are out there. It's his duty to audit those accounts. He's not the one that's supposed to be out there finding those. It's the treasurer and the auditor that have to approve them, and the Auditor General's job is to audit the accounts.
Madam Chair.
No, well, it would be indeed his duty to go out and find those accounts. That is indeed and in fact that would be noted as an exception if nothing else. Senator
Whiting. Well, Senator, yeah, that's a one-time action that you're talking about, cleaning, going and finding existing accounts. And that's something that the e-board, for example, could instruct the auditor to do. What we're talking about, what this, I think, very appropriately addresses this amendment, is the ongoing situation, and that's what we need. That's what we need in statute. I don't think we need a statute to cure an immediate one-time situation.
Senator Brost?
Yes, as I look at it, the Auditor General is already told, and he can inspect. And now in this amendment, as I see it, what we're doing, he's going to be provided a copy of that executed form each time. In other words, from now on, he is going to know, or better know, where those accounts are. And then he also is the one that goes in and finds out what's going on in there. That's his job. We hire him.
Right. Any other questions from the committee? Senator Sutton.
Not really a question, but kind of a statement on this. Serving on the subcommittee, I commend that language right there that Senator Brown put in. Some of it comes from the Banking Association on some things that they thought they could do within their organization to help us, and so I commend them on that. And I do agree that this solves part of the problem. The Auditor General, when he was with us yesterday, and correct me if I'm wrong, other subcommittee persons, I asked him what he would have to do in order to go out and audit. He would need direct he would need details on exactly what we would want him to do. In order, he doesn't just do this without us telling him to do it. He needs direction in order for us to do it. He does his audits, but if we want him to go into the banking and do that, we have to specifically tell him to go do that. So it's not something that he just naturally goes and does.
Well, Senator Sutton, we have an executive board. I don't think we need to tell
him. We can't act, Madam Chairman, without right now because we're in legislative session. So we have to wait till a new e-board is elected before we can act.
Senator Brown.
Well, Madam Chair, thank you. I think it should be noted that at the present time, if there's an account out there, Legislative Research Council, Executive Board does not tell the auditor to do it. That's on a calendar basis. He checks these ongoing accounts. We don't direct that. If we have something special that we want him to look at, that comes under the directive of the executive, of the Legislative Research Council Executive Board. There is a fine line as to whether or not that board has any authority while the legislative session is in, while the legislature is in session, because I think the time that authority is moved from the legislators to the executive board of the Legislative Research Council is when the session ends. And I think I'm right on that. We do make some commitments from the e-board, but they're so, it's like, can this person rent the room after March 5th or something? I mean, that's very minute. But we can, and this is agreeable with our Auditor General, that if we wanted to make these directions of whatever, and I think we talked about this in the subcommittee, that was one of the suggestions I had, but it didn't go very far, so that's why I came up with this amendment to address anything that goes on from this point, as well as going back and looking at some stuff that we can do from the e-board.
Senator Simmons?
I think the point to be made clear, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the e-board as it did exist prior to the session is no longer the e-board to make decisions, and the e-board by itself can only make those decisions after they are duly elected and composed at the end of the session. And I think that's correct. So there is no e-board to operate at this point, as Senator Sutton just remarked.
Well, I guess I wasn't operating under the assumption that in the 18 legislative days left, there wasn't a huge crisis in the state of South Dakota that would require either the legislature or the e-board to act. My comments were directed to the fact that there is an e-board if we need to do something in the interim, and that this doesn't need to be done by statute today.
I can't disagree with you, Senator.
Okay. Is Senator Ducard?
Yeah, I guess I would make the comment, and I made this at our last committee meeting, that actually if the e-board, once it's reconstituted and formed at its first meeting, would direct the Auditor General to send out letters and seek this information, it would actually have the effect of addressing the problem more quickly than a statute would, because it could be done at our first meeting, or at the first meeting in March. You know, the direction to the Auditor General could be given, whereas if something were put in statute, it wouldn't become effective until July, and no action seems to me between now and then could occur. So I think that I think this is helpful in that it, by implication, urges the banks not to cooperate with a local agency, although the direction is to the, or the prohibition is actually directed to the agency, not to the banks. Yet at the same time, the banking industry has agreed to undertake some education and exhortation of their members that they shouldn't be opening these accounts, and they shouldn't do it unless they've got this joint letter. I think this would reinforce that, so I think it's good in that respect. I do think that we need to, as a group, commit, or maybe, Madam Chair, you could write a letter, let's say, to the e-board once constituting, saying that it is the recommendation of the State Affairs Committee that the e-board give all due consideration to directing the Auditor General to send out, you know, a blanket letter seeking these accounts to clean up the one-time problem that Senator Whiting alluded to. Those two things, this amendment plus that direction from the e-board, I think would achieve the two ends that we want to achieve, and that is find any existing accounts and make sure no further accounts are established. And it would do so probably in the most rapid way that's being proposed.
Senator Simmons.
I guess the question that I would have is let's say the e-board goes ahead with this and sends that letter or gives the Auditor General that ability. He sends out the letter. Is there anything in state statute that's going to make sure they respond, or are they going to be ignored as the Treasurer has been ignored to this point by some of those holders of those accounts?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Dugard.
I think there is in state statute. In fact, if you look at the original bill, where is it? Thank you. On page one, any account showing any such deposits shall be an official account and shall be accessible to the inspection of the Auditor General at any time during banking hours. So I think that statute could be pointed to. And in fact, we raised that at our first subcommittee with Tom Adam. And though he didn't have it in front of him, I'm confident that pointing to that statute would give the Auditor General the authority that they would accept to gain the information we're looking for.
And I would certainly concur with what Senator Dugard is saying, and I think the current law that was just read highlights exactly if there's a problem, it rests at the legislative doorstep. Senator Huttmacher?
Means we're getting the Auditor and the Treasurer into this. Could we have their input onto this amendment?
No. We're going to move forward. We're limited to committee discussion at this time. Senator Simmons.
It's interesting that at this point we are saying, and I don't have a problem with the amendment for that from this time forward. And once we do this, it will say that the Treasurer can fulfill his constitutional duties from this time forward. But it doesn't give him the authority to pursue it from this time backward and fulfill his constitutional duties from what they are in the Constitution up to this point. And I have a problem with that.
And
I will
that
vote
is,
for the amendment.
But. Okay. That is the duty of the Auditor General if asked by the legislature. Your quickest action would be to take it to the Executive Board because they can act between now and July 1st if there's some critical issue out there. I will gladly write a letter to the president of the e-board, but you can rest assured that he's sitting next to me at my left hand. So I don't think the message will be lost.
Madam Chair.
Excuse me. We need to move forward, Senator Huttmacher.
I think we need to keep in focus here also what the duties of the Treasurer and the Auditor are as far as procurement of state funds and investment and who has to disperse those funds and what the duty of the Auditor General is, too. And one of the duties of the Treasurer's Office is to find the state funds and bring them all together for investment and to track those funds so there's an accounting process. It's the Auditor's job to disperse those funds, and it's the Auditor General's job to audit those funds to make sure everything's going on. And I think that this is an ongoing problem, and I'm not sure we're going to totally fix it. You know, it looks like we're going to take care of it in the future, but I'm not sure that we're taking care of the past needs.
Well, if something is broken, we ought to look at the mechanisms, and we do have mechanisms in place to handle it. Long before I delegate more authority and add one more layer to this mess, I think we ought to go back to where we're at and investigate what we're doing. So I would ask that we do have a Hog House amendment before us. All those in favor of the Hog House amendment, has, I believe it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor then will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The Hog House carries. We're looking at further action and discussion
Madam
on
Chair.
Senate Bill 206. Yes, Senator Dugard.
I'd move to pass as amended.
Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Rose. Any further committee discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say nay. And the Secretary will call the roll. Senate Bill 206 will travel to the floor on a due pass as amended motion. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Committee adjourned. Thank you.